So if we're gonna make a change in the handbook, he's part of that change, so.
Fine.
They also had a spot for an organizational chart. We've never probably done one. So let me throw out my idea of what we have for an organizational chart. Township trustees, fiscal officer, road department, Kevin. And then we'd have fire departments, and then we'd have links or diagrams of East Wayne or Moreland catering. Yes. And then for, I do get phone calls, like, do you have a zoning department? Do you have a zoning department? Department wants to put this stuff up on the internet as well. So park department, we do not have a park department. Zoning, we do not have zoning. So instead of getting random phone calls, we would have an organizational chart where people could be able to see that stuff. If you would approve of that, then that would be a problem.
Residents are at the top of the organization.
Wish our drinking fountain was very happy to do that. Just wait a second.
Make that note.
Here's the big one that Kevin had issue with, and I figured we can get to this one, everything else.
I didn't take the shock off.
I
must have touched the plastic instead.
This was, again, generated somewhat from the county. Replaceable Shurker Township does not offer tenure or guaranteed employment. Unless the township has otherwise expressly agreed in writing, your employment is at will and may be terminated by you or by the township at any time, including after the evaluation period. Meaning that in the future, Kevin someday will retire. Having this in place, the books worked out, would be a great way to step into it. Kevin understands that, yes, you have to be able to wait to get rid of employees. He noticed that there is progressive discipline in what they have for their generator. He was wondering if we could put that reference in there that he can be terminated after going through a progressive discipline procedure, which in that discipline, like, immediate termination is like a felony, theft in office, stuff like that. There is a list of immediate, like, no ifs, ands, or buts, you will be terminated if this happens. Again, he was hoping for a little bit of protection, and I kind of agree that new trustees come in, whoever that may be, and they don't like him, they want their buddy to come in and be the road supervisor. That there is a long, long paper trail of nitpicking things to get rid of him, even and wait for him to appeal. And he's understanding, yes, we have to be able to terminate him. He gets that. Can we just put a little bit of a reference in there that the township will follow progressive discipline as in whatever chapter number that turns out to be?
As long as it says other than gross misconduct.
Yeah.
You have to have a way to terminate an employee who is involved in gross misconduct.
Yeah, and I believe some of the progressive discipline chapters that I've seen, gross misconduct there, or unethical. There are usually a dozen things that are like, no ifs, ands, or buts, you're done.
Yeah.
So, and he's perfectly fine. He's like, if I'm not silly and get a felony, I deserve to be fired. So he's acknowledging it.
I would not want to be the employer with those types of constraints, but that's just from my experience.
I mean, Ohio is an at-will employment state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, to your point.
Yeah.
it's a balancing act. He feels like there's some fear that anytime election season happens, and, we're up next.
Yeah.
There's two trustees, that changes the majority of the board. The next day they can walk in and for no reason just say, you're done. And is that healthy for our township or not? So he wants to make sure there's a way for him to be fired, but at the same time have some protection that you just can't get two brand new trustees and the next day come in and fire him. So it's a teeter-totter. Is this something maybe to explore once we see what progressive discipline chapter looks like?
Yes.
Okay.
Because every handbook I've written, I've always said that you have progressive discipline, but you don't have to take the steps. You can move to any step based on gross misconduct,
felonious
behavior,
or
it's as simple as breaking any other policy. That's we all live under that threat of being in an at-will state.
Yeah.
that's life.
And employees have avenues if they think they were wrongfully terminated.
Yeah.
They have avenues that they can pursue, and unemployment and those things too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And part of this thought on that was to try to avoid lawsuits. Like, if he's really screwing up, we go to that progressive discipline, we get rid of him, or any employee for that matter, it makes it pretty hard for them to come back on the township and say, you got rid of me for the wrong reason. Now it's boom, boom. But it's,
no.
It, I'm not saying we're saying we're going to send that in, but let's look at what the discipline looks like.
Let's look at that first. Yeah.
Okay. That's not tonight.
I've been on both sides of that lawsuit.
Yeah. That's a, we'll visit that later. I want to send that one in. Just go with that. Criminal convictions, I think that's pretty standard. As part of the Shreveport Township efforts to maintain a safe work environment, all employees are required to disclose any felony or misdemeanor conviction or plea. Lolo contender, no contest to the manager of the department in which they work within 5 working days of the date of conviction, or a plea of no contest. Failure to comply with this requirement will constitute grounds for disciplinary action.
Let's talk about how far back you got to go. I pled nolo contendere to some traffic incidents back in 1986.
There's no mention of that. Suggestion.
There should be like a 10-year time limit on that. I don't think you need to go beyond that.
Okay, 10-year time limit.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts on? Yeah, standards of conduct. I don't know if I had sent these out to you.
If there are some of them that are very boilerplate, like
yeah.
The standard wording that, and you've reviewed these with some with Kevin, you're
yeah.
saying, I'm okay with, if you feel comfortable with it, if some of it's very straightforward, and calling to our attention the ones that you've picked out or the ones where there was some.
I had that in my comments for the agenda tonight, my notes of, do you want me just to start going through this thing, and if there's a major, you know, like I figured that hiring thing was going to be something that we really need to talk about.
Yeah.
Some of these other ones are just standard.
Right.
Just start throwing these in, making some minor changes to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're making a call on something, then we should have input on that. But
I have like 3 or 4 handbooks. I'm kind of floating back and forth.
Yeah.
So if it's all right, I'll just start making decisions on some of the stuff and adding in there. Because you guys on Matrix, as I load them up,
right.
we'll be able to view them. So
yeah.
if I make a decision that's horrible, you can say, hey,
and we're going to review the final version.
And WCBO will have it.
Well, right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I defer to them.
Yep.
And like standards of conduct for hiring. Do we want to hire for future hires DCI and FBI background checks? I would think so.
Yeah. So.
No, this one actually for you. So compensation and premium pay. Do we want to list it in the handbook as far as what it is? It's not going to give you the hours, but this is what your pay is, Kevin. This is Scott. This is what your pay is. It lists that their hourly rate. I've seen some that do that, some that don't do that.
You've got to update that with every iteration that you have a pay change. I wouldn't put that right in there.
I would agree, not putting it in.
Okay. And we don't have shift differential. We don't have callback pay, or we don't have on-call pay. The only thing we have is comp time. Okay. Make sure of that. Code of ethics for public office employees. Since we have OTARMA, they have an ethics along with the state, had like a 1-hour presentation. I think it wouldn't be a bad thing for one of his videos to watch the ethics every year annually. Any thoughts?
I support that.
Good deal. Political activity, that just this is mentioning. If an employee can run for office, and I took this class down in OTA, so there are certain offices in the county that they would not be able to hold, or vice versa, because they'd be viewed as a conflict of interest, because your county position could trump your position here at the township, or vice versa. So I figure that's probably pretty important to put in there to make that aware. That. Criminal background and driving history, that's OTARMA. Yeah, we have to check anyone who's a CDL driver, we have to background check. and check their points every year, so that'll be in there. Physicals for new hires, because we are requesting CDLs. You agree?
Yeah, if we are requesting a CDL, it's...
It's part of DOT. We don't have, technically not following, if I remember correctly, DOT policy, but I think if there's an accident...
We've gotta have a copy of their DOT inspection on file anyway. Every two, once every 2 years.
That's not in there, I'll add that in there. And that's what I have for the first, how many chapters and so...
Cool.
And as, here we go, on out, I'll make decisions based on what I'm seeing in different handbooks. And I will make you guys aware when I add stuff up to the matrix, that, hey, I put these next four chapters up here, these are the changes I made. Let the prosecutor, if you agree or don't agree, so she can go from there, so... Because if not, we're gonna have a lot of long nights of us going through a book like this.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that.
Go from there. Along with that, as I've been going through some of this stuff, our first 3 years that we've been in here, there's never been like a boilerplate, this is what you do on the first meeting. So I thought part of this going into their policies and handbook is we would have, hey, or your first meeting in January, let's pull this out. Okay, this is what we gotta decide, boom, 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 boom. There's, you know, a role and responsibility for the president, the vice president, who's taking care of website, fiscal officer responsibilities, who's doing what. I think if you make that boilerplate, every year you can go, we approve it, and we don't wanna make any changes, or you make your changes. I was gonna add that on top of that, if you guys are all right with it, because as I'm going down through these policies, I'm going, oh man, that would make a, make it easy if that was just done annually in the first meeting, so...
Yep.
If you guys have that blessing, I will start making that as well.
Good idea.
And then we had discussion of the video conferencing thing, which I think we'll discuss a little bit later under new business. OFD contract for 2020, prosecutor reviewed it, and she said that is good to go, we can go ahead and sign that. I believe I had a resolution here. And I do have the contract too. You wanna review it, Scott or Tom, or are you guys good?
I've seen it.
I'm good.
Okay. This will be resolution number 2020-04-21-02. This will be whereas the Board of Trustees of Sherford Township met in regular session on April 21, 2020 at 7 p.m. in an open meeting pursuant to notice duly given in accordance with the provisions of Ohio's Open Meeting Act. Now therefore resolved that the Board of Sherford Township Trustees, Wayne County, Ohio, hereby approve the annual 2020 fire contract with the City of Orville Fire Department with the term commencing on 1-1-2020. Do I have a second on that motion?
I will second.
Thank you, Scott. We'll have a roll call on this.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sign?
Yeah.
Go about April 21st on top.
John, were there two copies of this?
Yes. I believe so. I'm trying to figure out where all my copies got.
Yes. Because we'll keep one and we'll take one back to them, correct?
That's correct.
How about in the presence of? Does Anita need to sign that?
Yeah, it's Anita.
I'm happy to deliver this back to Steve if you want, but...
Thank you, Tom.
Unless somebody else wants to take it.
You volunteered.
Okay.
There's no take back, so I'm volunteering.
Do you want our copy, or do you want me to have it?
I have the other originals, yeah.
So I'm...
And I'll need that resolution back as well.
Yep. We're good?
So that's taken care of. We had talked about a code of contact, I think that all gets wrapped up when you get focused on.
Yep.
All I can get. Some of the stuff I learned from Pete Griggs and some of his references that he gave, I think will be good for that. Let's check that off again, just make a note that we moved that to the handbook section. Al Schrader contract. So, Anita, do you have?
I do.
How much we paid and how much we owe still?
I have some.
You guys have seen what he had sent to us as far as the, this resolution and appropriation.
I don't know if I,
this is what he sent earlier this year. Oh, I have it right here, Anita.
Okay,
you had attached to the resolution.
I was starting to lose my mind.
Okay, so this was, if we were to, as it says, to retain him for all of 2020, this attorney.
So when you have an attorney from outside, we were supposed to appropriate and say we have this much funds for this type of job.
Understood.
So we do need to pass this. My thought on the part that says appropriations of fund would be to attach this with it, so there's an understanding of, yes, we understand we have some bills, but we've also made some payments to reflect the up and down that we've had since January 1 of 2020. What are you guys' thoughts?
Is his work with the township largely complete at this point with respect to the settlement?
Yes, I accepted. I was going to double check that today, and I didn't have a chance to go on.
So we're not really anticipating another invoice from him unless we make a call?
So that brings up a question for me. He sent us a legal opinion of how we can operate meetings. I think it was unsolicited, but I'm guessing that he did that based on the premise that we have not told him that we would be terminating our relationship with him or his firm. Is that the right word to say? So I guess one of my questions was, with him sending that, was that something that we were billed for?
Have the invoice. If you don't have it tonight, that's fine.
Because again, then we should officially tell him something, so he doesn't continue to do research on, because he obviously had to do a little research on how we could conduct a meeting and.
Right. I thought there was one mid-March, mid-April, last week, the week before.
April 6th, we had one.
I was going to say, there's nothing but since April 6th.
You know when that email was from?
It was since then.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Well, hang on. Maybe I do. Does it?
Yeah. Have a chance to look at that. We're at that point.
I'm not opposed to, at this point, we no longer need outside counsel. We can approve a retainer form for this amount.
Yes.
If we want to add, if we want to appropriate an additional amount for just in case we're not getting a satisfactory response out of WCPO or,
This contract is for 2020.
Yeah.
Calendar year.
Yeah.
So if we say we're done with this service revolving around the lawsuit, but we'll contact if we need you in the future.
Yeah.
That'd be appropriate.
I'm not opposed to that.
He's not going to, we'll pay you for your work done with the lawsuit and get that squared away.
Yeah.
If we need you, we'll contact you, we expect a bill, if we contact you.
Yeah, let's get a final bill.
I agree with that.
And let's close it up.
So how about I propose this? To get on the books, pass this resolution, we'll leave the certificate of availability of funds blank at this point, and I will contact him on this bill that we can receive there. Is that the final? Nothing else going on?
Yep.
And our discussion tonight as, we want to finish paying you off for the lawsuit work. At this point, we don't have any other future work for you, but your contract's through 2020. If we need you, we will contact you as needed.
Yep.
Then at the next meeting, we can fill out the certificate of availability of funds at that point.
Yep.
Does that sound fair?
Absolutely.
It does. I don't suppose we could make him an offer, could we?
We can.
Could we?
I think we made an offer, the township made an offer to the attorney before them.
Yeah.
Briggs and Brocious or whoever
yeah.
they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they accepted a reduced amount.
Did they?
Yeah.
That was something that was kind of on my mind, and I didn't know if that was appropriate or not, but.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But if, yeah. If
all
he,
services are negotiable.
Right. What do we?
Okay, greater.
Oh.
The balance is 20, is after the 12,000, right? It's 25,516?
Yep, 25,500.
She's, I contacted, who's the lady that works out for him?
Susan?
Jan, maybe? For a final statement, and she's going to send it to me, but I don't have it yet.
You know.
But I don't know whether another invoice is going to come, but that would at least agree with their statement
okay.
to what I have.
We've all negotiated that final offer works best when it's cash in hand.
That's what I'm, that,
so
yeah.
So we need to have availability
yeah.
to say, let's settle for a number,
yeah.
or we're going to drag this out till December.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's worth asking.
Yeah.
I think we just need to know.
I mean, he's not. He's always treated us fairly.
Yeah,
we've gotten some unsolicited things.
Yeah.
And when pushed back on unsolicited stuff, he's always backed off.
Is he okay?
And I. It's inappropriate to stiff your attorney. That
no,
will never
I don't
work.
Want to do that.
No, right.
But it's not inappropriate to ask if there's a discount for payment, immediate payment.
Yeah. We're not sitting very well with being able to give an immediate payment. We're at what, 12,000 after tonight?
Yeah.
Well, but immediate payment doesn't mean tonight. It could mean, you know, if we would be able to do this in one lump sum in
yep.
the next 2 months or what, I don't know, some.
Well, we won't be getting. There's not a big trickle of money coming into the general fund until our next
yeah.
next distribution, which
we
we're saying.
Okay. All right. yeah.
We do get
I mean,
some
we
in.
Get small amounts in each month, and
right.
that's what we've been paying is small amounts.
Yeah.
But I don't have a nice big chunk.
You know, I think we can propose that as we can continue to chink away at this and have it paid down by the end of the year. Would there be any incentive for us to work a little faster?
Yeah.
And if he gives us an incentive, I don't think it's inappropriate to
yeah.
pay down a little bit faster.
Scott, would you mind taking
not at all
reins on that
one? I was going to ask, who's got the best?
Don't ask me.
Best relationship with him.
So we'll move forward with this resolution, and then we'll save this for, so we at least have that approved. And then we'll come back next month, 3 weeks, to with whatever Scott has come up with.
Yeah.
We should be filling out the back. So
I think you could tell him that we would be happy to make sure that was known in this area.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to say this. His name is synonymous with the past
right.
part.
And
yeah. If he were to do that, I would have no problem in acknowledging that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's counsel for Chippewa Township.
Oh, is he? Okay.
So he works with other townships here.
Yeah.
In Wayne County.
So he yeah.
So he's not a total stranger.
Right. All right.
Need a resistant ready number 3 or number 4.
Three. I think.
Just trying to remember. First one was appropriate, it was for you, second one was for Orville, wasn't it? You had the Orville contract up.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
I think this is three.
Oh, but she, I just have the signed contract, not the resolution.
Right. I don't think there were any others.
Okay. This is resolution 2020-4-21-03 to retain Alfred Schrader of Roderick Linton Belfonts LLP. Basically going through whereas Shurfit Township requires outside legal counsel on several matters wherein the township's statutory counsel, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, could not represent the township due to potential conflict matters. And whereas the township has been satisfied with the legal services provided by attorney Alfred E. Schrader of Roderick Linton Belfonts LLP, and whereas the township desires a contract for legal services for calendar year 2020. So yes, this is kind of going backwards to a degree. So, do I have a second on that motion? Question?
I have a question. So, is that retaining him for the rest of the year?
It retains him for the rest of the year, but there is a certificate availability of funds, so we can limit how much he's paid.
I don't think we're required to retain him.
That's just what I'm here. I can scratch it out and change it.
I think.
That's my feeling.
Yeah, I think we say through April 21.
April 20.
Or April 20.
Are you saying April 21 the day?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant
April
year.
Yeah, yeah.
Year. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be April 30 of 2020. Just to round it out.
Okay.
To a calendar month. Because he did give us a invoice, and there might be one invoice yet.
Yeah. It was May 31st, or March 31st, believe it or not, that he sent that opinion on how we could do meetings.
Oh, okay.
So it was longer ago than I thought.
Since our next meeting, we may be finishing up. How about May? What's the last day, 31st?
Yeah.
Just do the last day of May?
Sure.
Make sure of that.
Yeah.
May 31st of 2020?
Yeah.
So whereas the township desires a contract for legal services for calendar year 2020 through May 31st, 2020?
Yeah, January 1, 2020 through May 31st, 2020.
It's no longer a calendar year. You might want to just.
Right. Yeah, I'm just striking out.
No.
January 2020 through May 31.
We don't foresee any conflicts of interest through the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office at this point. If there's another issue where we have a conflict of interest with them, we would fire a new resolution up and new relationship of it. We don't have to go back to Al Schrader.
Right.
We can go to anybody.
So, let's amend the resolution that we did, and what I amended was, whereas the township desires to contract for legal services for January 1, 2020 through May 31, 2020. Got you getting in here too. Therefore, be it resolved that the township retains Alfred E. Schrader of the law firm Roderick Linton Belfonts LLP for legal services for January 1, 2020 through May 31, 2020. The township retains this law firm as an independent contractor. And number three, a copy of legal services agreement between Shurfit Township and attorney Alfred E. Schrader is attached hereto, marked as Exhibit A and incorporated here by reference. And we need that in the fiscal officer certification that was on different. So I have a second.
Okay, I have one more question.
Okay.
Is there a reason we're doing it through the end of May and not the end of April?
May is because we're going to find out what we owe and then settle it up in May.
Got
so
it.
So that way we just continue through May.
All right. Yep.
Okay, that's the only reason.
Okay.
I'll second that. Yeah.
Thank you. Roll call, please, Anita.
Jeff?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
You want to take that, so he can see that we did pass the resolution and work on, you have a copy of this, correct?
I do have a copy of that, you want me to scan this and send you a PDF?
Make sure the backside of it, that's the second part of it.
Yeah, the certificate of availability.
The very top.
Oh, adopted, yeah.
Is that with the front page, or is that with the second?
This is with the front page, this part here.
Alright.
And it was adopted on the 21st day of April. 2020.
Tom, electrical aggregation, finally. What do you got?
Yes, thanks for turning that over to me.
No problem. Inform us about electrical aggregation.
Well, it's a little more involved than I originally thought. So, since the last meeting, I did sign the application to renew electric aggregation, got it notarized, sent it off to the attorney's office that sent it to us. And then I got an email from another individual asking when I was gonna sign and send the contract. So, then I contacted Jay Sell, who seems to be the energy broker involved in this. And I said, what, Jay, I sent that back, and now I'm getting this from someone else. He said, yeah. He said, I saw that, because I copied him on everything. He said, we're straightening that out. So apparently, Aspen Energy is the energy company broker that is doing this. And so their attorney is who we sent it back to. Then they found out that Dynergy, who is the electrical provider for us right now, requires that they submit the applications to PUCO. So Jay said, we're working this out between the two of us on who's gonna do it. He said, it'll get filed. We're just trying to determine who's going to file it with PUCO. So he assured me that was being taken care of. So that is what's going on right now, is our application is being filed to renew the electric aggregation. In talking with Jay, what I didn't realize through all of this is the energy supplier we have in place is in place through May of 2021. So it didn't really kind of line up with when our contract, actually, you know what, I take that back. Our contract does expire in 2021, but they're somehow have to file it this early. So I asked him what he's seeing out there with rates for suppliers, and he said they've come down. And I said, are we locked in until May of 2021? He said, no. He said, what we can try to do, and the word he used was blend and extend. So there's a way that we can go back to our provider and potentially get the rates for everybody in the township that's on this right now lowered prior to May of 2021 if we extend it with them. So that's what Jay's role is, I'm learning, is to go out and talk to the different energy suppliers. So I'm working with him on that, and again, we'll report back as soon as I know more about it. Is that understandable?
I take it Aspen is like NOPEC, some of the other ones, or is that different?
I guess.
For whatever reason, I haven't seen a whole bunch of advertisements for NOPEC. I know it down at OTA, the Winter Conference, you see advertisements for NOPEC. So I wasn't sure if Aspen and NOPEC are competitors
probably. I think that I think there was a mention that Mitch had done this last time and had worked with Jay Sell, so that name is familiar. So I know we're working with the same people in that, so I feel comfortable with that part. But at one point I said, I don't know if I understand what the relationship here is with all of you. Somebody needs to explain that to me, and then that's when I found out, how that works. So I should have more updates at the next meeting.
3 weeks, great. I like it. Real quick on website improvements, just taking inventory of what was okay to add to the webpage. So we had said quarterly payment or quarterly financials, mm-hmm. And that's good. We've been doing agendas. Are you okay with that?
Okay. We didn't do all the quarterly financials. We did.
You've been busy, so I wasn't going to bug you.
Well, no, but there were certain reports that you did.
Revenue status, cash balance, and appropriation status.
Yeah.
And we'd have last quarter 2019 or first quarter 2020, correct?
I did.
Doing quarterly, weren't we?
I did last quarter of 19, I think.
Did you?
So that's already done, so the ones that you have.
Or I might have done third quarter, actually. And then fourth quarter would have come in January.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually closed it out at the end, toward the end of January.
Which you guys
closed.
Should have received those via email. You should have them all.
And so
I should
you,
have them all. I will,
you
before I post anything,
yeah.
I will show you what I'm going to post before I post it. Yeah, I had a couple of those things that we were working on.
Yeah.
But I knew you were busy with taxes, so I was,
yeah.
There's no need to bug you on that until that taxes were done. So we're okay with the quarterly reports. We'll get caught up on that. Agendas. We'll get caught up with that, and the meeting minutes with the attachments, like we kind of discussed, I want to make sure that for sure we are okay with that going up as well. Okay. Is there anything else from our monthly that you would like to see up, besides the audio that we've been doing for, what, a year now, 2 years?
It's a couple of years of audio. Well, there's some spotty spots in there back in 16, 17.
And, okay, and if there's anything else, we'll move on. Census update on that. And I submitted another form to another part of the boundary division of the census. So I thought the first time I sent it, that was done. No, I got an email. So you need to go to this part of the website and do this. So I did those steps. I'm not going to say I'm done because I'm assuming by a week or two from now I'll get another email and say, great, thank you for doing this, but can you verify this by going to this part of the website? Good. So I'm up to date with the boundary changes. We'll see if that continues to change. We'll keep going with that. New business. If everyone's done with old business.
Who are you sending those updates to?
Boundary.
The census.
VAS. I don't know what it stands for. I will get it to you.
Okay.
They give it to you the first time, then everything else is referenced to the VAS. The new business of video conferencing, we've had a change in House Bill 197 allowing for teleconferences since we have COVID-19 going on. Whether the whole meeting is done teleconference, whether sections of it, one person is kind of open, but there are some rules with teleconferencing. We have nothing in place because I was talking to the prosecutor yesterday. She's like, well, just set up your teleconference. I'm like, we don't have a provider, nor we had a meeting to discuss providers, so I don't feel comfortable just shooting out. So it's like, yeah. It doesn't seem like COVID-19 and some of the restrictions are gonna go away. And so it's being encouraged to have some form of teleconferencing established for as a in case of so the government can continue to work. Not saying that you'll go away from in-person meetings. Do that at all possible. That's what I'm in favor for, but this is the plan B if something happens.
You know, I hate to be on the bleeding edge of new stuff. I'd rather that we table this until we see May 14th. If we're out of the woods at that point. But I, you know, I'm just one opinion.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of options out there right now. Zoom, we as an organization have stopped using Zoom because of all of the security vulnerabilities. And they say they fixed some of them, but I've read other things that they really haven't. Although this is it's a public meeting, so it's not like there's sensitive information that we're sharing, but still not ideal. We've been using Microsoft Teams, which is an option, and I don't think there's a cost to using that. Well, Zoom is only 40 minutes if you have more than one, or if it's more than just one-on-one, the free version. So you'd have to buy that.
Right.
There's Skype, I think you talked about the Google Meets is an option. I don't know,
To me, there's a couple different scopes here. One is the three of us four of us that can't meet physically together and form a consensus, then we need to have a video conference capability that can then, to make it transparent and have, and comply with open meetings,
right,
then can be joined by people throughout.
Yeah.
You can't really modify the scope of who can join, anybody can join, but, you know, then you've got to make the user ID and password available for people to join the meeting, et cetera, that is.
Yeah. It,
that is
it's
a,
involved.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
It is involved. I talked to Atarma, they have an IT specialist. We did do a Google Meets meeting together, like, he has these options to him. So he said, here, I'm gonna send you a link, let's just do a Google, let's see what you can do in Google. So we did that, we did a Microsoft Teams, and like, he's looking at it from the township side of it, of the ease of access, security of it. His suggestion on the executive session part of it, like say we would have to do an executive session, is you close out the one meeting and you start it completely, that's eliminated.
Oh,
but
wow.
That is, he's Microsoft Teams, I know there's another township, that's what they want to, Microsoft Teams, and they're eliminating that, that ability of everyone able to get into an executive session.
Yeah.
As far as Google Meets and Teams for a public meeting, you're a public entity, so there's really no security that you're worried about at that point.
True.
What are other townships in Wayne County doing?
Different, either Zoom, Facebook.
Is anybody still meeting, like we are here tonight?
I wouldn't know about that. I would have to ask the county association and see if what's going on with that.
What did Dalton do last night, Village?
They actually had a physical
meeting. They met outside at Village Park.
Outside meeting, yeah. You're spreading yourself out as far as you possibly can.
As we are coming into the summer months here,
mm-hmm.
or warm weather, it'd be, I mean, we could meet at the township garage and open the doors,
mm-hmm.
and then, I mean, I think we would, if we're thinking of safety in mind, that would be a safer environment, especially if we had more than just a couple of people coming
right
to the meeting. That, you know, the video conferencing, it's pretty easy to do if just the four of us want to meet. It's
yeah.
that it's the putting it out there to, and you have to make it available and open to everybody. And then what if you didn't? What if you, I mean, we're not experts
oh, yeah.
at this.
Right.
And what if we didn't do it right? And then, oh, you guys had a meeting, you didn't make it available.
Well,
everything
is, we don't use computers, so.
Sure.
Excluded.
Right.
Systematically.
Yeah.
It's not the most ideal, the point of having the teleconference is to be able to keep government going, push them to shove them. We
yeah.
can't go, oh, you know what, we need to have a meeting and then purchase, have a discussion and purchase it before the meeting, that'd be a closed meeting.
Right.
So
right.
we almost need to kind of have something in play sooner than later. Maybe we never use it, and that'd be great. I would love to still be able to meet in person and never have to use it. But you have to have something ready to go as a plan B in case something happens 2 months from now. Because
yeah.
there's no certainty in anything right now. I guess for me looking at it, if you're gonna look at doing something electronic, Google Suite or Microsoft Teams buying those packages, there's, you're expanding upon those platforms which provide us other services other than just a meeting. I see a downside to Zoom and WebEx, they're only a meeting app.
Yeah.
You know, if we're gonna pay for something, let's pay for a Google Suite or a Microsoft Teams and have emails just for the township that with our security, our domain, where we, it's a public records retention issue. Anyone, you know, retires from being a trustee or Kevin or anyone goes away, we retain those records. Those don't just go away with the individual. Those are our cloud platforms, so we don't have to buy hardware. So to me, it seems like it opens up. Scott?
Saying that and talking about website improvements update, I was just thinking anything we post on the website, does that change its records retention duration?
No.
Okay.
Because if it's part of the meeting minutes are indefinite.
Yeah, okay. My opinion is we don't act on this we shouldn't be the first township to act on this. Let's say the May meeting is at the garage. We open the doors up, June, July, August, September. By September, let's keep our finger on the pulse, and if it looks like we're gonna have to have some type of video conferencing capability, we act then. I don't think we need to be the first early adopter here.
We're not the first adopter of it at all. There are townships that have done some version of it. I just don't know the actual full numbers of how many in this, in this county have actually done it.
I would say let's go find somebody in Wayne County who's doing it and see what they do. Attend their meeting, get their feedback.
The prosecutor did get, like, yes, I've been very busy with giving guidance on how to do this stuff for other townships and our public entities. Mrs. Vera has been very busy with that, trying to get this all up and going. Because first thing, like tonight, we were talking about what happens if we have over 10 people come here. She said, well, you just set up your Zoom meeting or whatever, your web teleconference. Like, we don't have it. She's like, there's a long pause because it seems like apparently who she's dealing with, the other ones, they already have this set up. So if there's an issue, teleconference is already set up.
Who's our IT specialist?
The terminal.
Yeah. It ain't me. So my phone gets in the laundry too often.
it's not easy. I wouldn't say it's not easy. It's just a new process that's new ground to go down that this township has never done. I don't think it's anything to be afraid of.
On the Google suite, that would have a cost to it. Do you have to buy that to use the video teleconference? You do.
Part of it, yeah. I think the more expensive one was about $12 a user, but the cheaper one was $6 a user, $30, which would give a teleconference at that point. $30
a month. $30 a month?
A month. Mm-hmm. Microsoft Teams is a little more in depth. So Google kind of gives you, here's your three chat choices, 1, 2, 3. Microsoft lets you kind of play with it so you can adjust your numbers. That article I sent you kind of referenced that for like, what I would get out of it for a smaller entity, Google Suite Business, the $6 version was probably the biggest bang for the buck that you can get.
Are they month to month? I mean, okay. No.
Well, there was an option to pay annually.
Okay. So the Google Suite, your thoughts there would be, again, that we have emails, that all those emails are retained, that as people move in and out of these positions, it's all kind of a continuous record.
She gets a public record request for my email. She, as an administrator, she'd be able to go in, what do you want? And whoever it is says, I want John's correspondence with Wayne County Prosecutor, or not Wayne County Prosecutor, that'd be a bad one. Wayne County Engineer.
Yeah.
You can go through, search Wayne County Engineer, and go use your public records. You don't have to come to me for anything. So that's the kind of the downside for us on the electronic. We're kind of moving towards the electronic with the website. We all have emails. We're doing more and more with PDFs and sending stuff. It's a public record thing that we do to address.
Is there an opportunity through Bird Eye to just do a live stream of our meeting over our website?
We have to have a provider, whether it be Facebook, whether it be, we'd have to buy equipment to be able to capture it and put it up.
Okay.
Does the township have a Facebook page?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
Is there a third party that we could hire to do this? I mean, we've all kind of admitted that we're not
the most tech savvy.
I mean, we get by with what we do, but right. I mean, there's got to be somebody that we could talk to and say, okay, this is what our option, this is what our issues are, this is what we need to do. What do you suggest, or what are our options? I mean, it might cost, but at least it's not gonna look hillbilly-ish.
I could. I get that. I can approach
somebody. Go out and move the antenna around.
Exactly. That. I mean, I've been in these Zoom meetings before where everybody's talking. It's like, what'd you say? Stop.
Yeah, I do have a friend that's an IT specialist for a township. Are you okay with me approaching him about?
Yeah.
what they're doing.
Can we do a, well, I know what they're doing.
Okay.
But maybe, could you give us some help and for some reimbursement, you would like your opinion on that?
Just a professional opinion of somebody who does this on a regular basis.
We don't, at this point, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, I'm fine with approaching him on that. I know he's big with Microsoft. If you guys are okay with the Microsoft platform, that's fine. But he's very experienced with that, but he said he's not opposed to Google at all. He likes Google, he uses Google for other things. So he's very neutral in the middle of that. That was where some of my discussion has come from on trying to get caught up to date on some of this.
Yeah.
We either, why buy Zoom and WebEx when they only provide you one service when you can buy Teams and then have the whole platform that owns it at the same price?
I think we need to discover what best practices are and best practices for us.
Yeah.
We're not going to become a broadcaster here. And this, it would only be used in the event that we've got guidance from the state that we can't meet physically in the same room, or that we are going to have more than 10 people gathering.
I mean, do we, in May, do we just plan on doing the township and then we'll just kind of go month by month and see at the garage? I mean, see what it looks like from, you know, what we're discovering, what our options are.
I think it is, but I think we need to have a little bit of a, say in 3 weeks, two of us are quarantined or two of us are sick.
Yeah, yeah.
We still need to keep moving forward. We can't just not have a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to make somewhat of a decision tonight what our fallback meeting would be. Do we want to just advertise multiple Zoom meetings and use the free version? Do we want to purchase something else? Do we want to...
For $14.99, we can buy Zoom.
We have...
For a month.
Gotcha.
And I could set that up. I mean, I've used Zoom enough, but... And if we got in a pinch, we could hillbilly that together.
Right.
Sorry.
We just need to have something in ready to go.
Yeah. Have you guys used Skype?
I made it 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Once.
I've
Zoom, WebEx, I've used them. They're all right.
There's GoToMeeting. I know nothing about it other than logging in and viewing them, but
they're all fairly similar in what they offer. Google Suite and Microsoft Teams are very similar to your Zoom and your WebEx, what you can do. They're all, to be competitive, they have to offer almost similar options. So, but I just want to make sure in this meeting we decide what plan B is. You have to do a teleconference, whatever we're going to do. So,
right.
Make that happen. So I'm not trying to wonder what happens if we have one of the people in our area. So if we want to do that, we want to take care of it.
I mean, I'll look into what we can do in a pinch for next month.
Yeah.
Well, I might look at different things like Skype and Zoom and like what's the least, just to be able to, that we don't have to meet physically and that other people can view it.
Yeah. And if you have to purchase in 1 month, I think we can get that reimbursed through Anita, of course.
Yeah,
make that happen.
I mean, just hypothetically, if I said, okay, Tom Gregory personally wants to purchase a Zoom package, and then we have a meeting, and I say, oh, you guys can use my personal one, is there anything that would prevent that from us using my personal?
I would just suggest that don't put it in your own like personal name, like if you have a personal thing that you're going to do, because this will be a public record of some sort.
Well, with
keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah. With Zoom, you register using an email address, so I could register it at my township email address.
Okay. Good.
To keep it in that, but I'm, and then I said, yeah, probably have to pay immediately, and then I could get reimbursed. Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look into it. Let's hope everybody just stays healthy.
How about we make it official on a motion so that he knows he's going to get reimbursed and to move forward with that. I move to place Tom Gregory in charge of setting up a Plan B of some sort of teleconference for the future, and for him to be reimbursed as needed.
I second.
All in favor of supporting this, say yes.
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 Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion passes. We'll do that, and I'll work on my IT guy and see if we can subcontract him for what you're referencing as a startup.
Right.
You know, where do we go from there and go from there?
Yep.
If I'm able to get something together before the next meeting, are we allowed to test it out if we don't talk about business?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I, we could try that out then.
As long as we don't have any, make any decisions.
Yeah, we can do a test run on it.
Yeah.
Which I think Microsoft, WebEx, all of them, we can do that, so.
Okay.
If you're real spunky, we can try all of them out and see which one we like better.
Okay. Oh, you'll like Zoom. Zoom's easy to use. It's just hope we don't get Zoom bombed. You read about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. So people are doing Zoom meetings, and apparently the meeting codes are pretty easy to find out there. So there are really intelligent high school and college kids out there that are so bored that they're finding these, and they're just showing up in the Zoom meeting,
right.
Sometimes inappropriately.
Yeah.
But they're
kids would never do that.
Called Zoom bombing. Yeah.
That's how our church has been meeting. We've been doing it. We've done it for 4 weeks now. That, I mean, we're small enough that we can, I mean, there were probably, the last time I counted, like 36 little boxes.
Right.
But then each box had, you know, either a family of four or a couple of two. So there were like maybe 60 to 70 people.
Yep. My daughter's church is doing that.
One meeting.
Yeah. Yep.
But we didn't have anybody's Zoom.
What Zoom bombing?
Zoom bombers.
It's working. Cool. We're getting towards the end, believe it or not. Any items that came to our attention between when we posted our agenda and current?
Yes.
I know I got it heads up yesterday.
About
annexation.
Potential annexation.
So, do you have any further information on that?
Well, I was contacted by a, I don't know if I want to call him contractor, developer, that said that he is involved in working on a project that's going to involve some annexation into the village of Dalton. So he started sending me some information about it, and you know, I was on the other side of this. I was on Dalton Council one time and remembered that any annexation did need a sign off from the township. But I thought it was, I didn't know that that would come from the developer or a contractor. I figured that that would come from the village of Dalton. What's you guys' opinion or experience with that?
The last one we had, the developer came to us, but
okay.
We had sign-offs from all of the residents that had agreed to make the switch.
Most of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you think that's what we would be looking for?
And they required our consent and approval prior to going to the village, although there were, you know, meetings taking place between all three parties.
Yeah, but the contractor reached out to me and said, so what was the process? So I went back through my matrix, and the one thing she listed out, like, this is what it looks like, and the first step is you come to the board. But then there's so many days after we approve it that we have to have it to the annexing party down the village. They have so many days to approve it or else it stops.
Oh, wow.
And then, there's the process. So I sent him, I copied and pasted that out right into the whole opinion. But I figured it was a good heads up. Hey, this is what it looks like tomorrow and what we've seen for an expedited type 1 annexation. These are the steps of the board has the clear, but make sure that all your ducks in a row through the different boards and make sure everyone's paperwork is ready. So when we send this down through, it can and go through and meet the time frame that it's supposed to meet. So
I don't know what this means, but he said that the Dalton Council gave a preliminary approval to it. I'm not sure what that means, preliminary approval to it.
I would assume that means that they're okay, that they're willing to take them on. So
yeah, right.
Sounds like they're ready. They have to drop the paperwork. Like you said, the way the last developer,
right?
I think he was representing seven landowners.
At least that many.
And so there has to be a legal description of everything. There had to be sign offs. There were certain things that had to be done to move that process through. We had that go to the Wayne County prosecutor, make sure that paperwork was done correctly. So it shouldn't be a long process at all.
This may not be a number of parties requesting annexation. It may be one.
It happened to be there was a group of people going together on it. So.
This one might be a single entity. I don't know. He sent me some maps and some things showing, you know, what they're talking about with the annexation and
what the project, what they're thinking about them.
Yeah.
If Downton Village is on board, sounds like he's ready to get his paperwork all drawn up and ready to go, and then present it to us to get going on it.
One interesting thing I thought he did send me. Are you familiar with what the 208 plan is? It's so Wayne County puts out this comprehensive plan, and it shows your different little municipalities, villages, and then it shows I think the next, or they anticipate the next 20 years that sewer and water could go out to these areas. The areas that are being requested to be annexed are in the 208 plan. So I felt pretty good about what I saw there, that this isn't going outside of those boundaries. And you know, from a tax basis, it looked like the property being annexed was vacant land that, you know, were. So I don't know how that affects us on a tax basis wise, but it's not improved lands right now anyway, so I don't think it takes much away from us. But it preliminary looks like a really neat project. Yeah. I can bring more information. Well, if we don't hear from them by next month, I can bring like the details that he sent me, and I'll share that with everybody with the maps. And he wrote up, there was a narrative about the project.
If they're looking for an expedited, how about we open a matrix matter on it? So before our next meeting, if he gets us the legal paperwork, we can just, so we're ready for review. If the prosecutor says they're okay with it, we're ready that night to be able to move forward with it if they really want to move fast with it. So,
yeah.
If you want to take point of contact on that.
You're going to have to give me some pointers on posting something with the matrix, but no.
We'll get you initiated on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is the first I've heard about this, so.
Yeah, you know, maybe you would. Stuff was emailed to me today, so.
Yeah.
Would it help if I forwarded some of these emails so everybody can see them?
I think so.
Okay.
Then I feel more confident with making a decision to move forward. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't support opening up a ticket tonight without knowing a little bit more about it.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I will email what I received today.
You heard from the actual developer. I heard yesterday from the developer, but Mayor Finley had been talking about this to me for the last couple months, that there was potential data on the horizon.
Yeah.
So it could be going down. But he said, I don't know if it is, I don't know what's going on. So
yeah.
It's been on the higher rise, so I guess I'm kind of used to hearing it just because of my chat in there. And I apologize for not letting you in on that. So kind of being kept.
I'm not upset.
I've been trying to make sure I pass along every time and realize I didn't do that at all. So I'm sorry.
No worries.
But yeah, we'll get that information to you.
Yeah. So,
that's all I had.
That's all you had. There was a Jay, not remember his last name. He's from the American Legion in Oroville. He's asking for permission to put flags out at our cemetery for unaided veterans.
On Arnold Road.
And I want to make sure that I didn't see anyone here having a fit with that, but I want to make sure everyone was okay with that. The other thing was, he wanted to know to make sure that he doesn't miss anyone out there. Kevin kind of reviewed some information, and he has names, but doesn't say if they were enlisted. I mean, you've done some history things. Is there anywhere you can go to put a name in and see if they've ever served?
No, that is not part of my toolkit.
So, if he wants to look at our names on the burials, and I'll let him look at that, so he'd be has the access to figure out if any of our veterans that are in that, that plot of ground, so.
Don't we have two cemeteries? Are they doing just one? I thought we had another one.
Thought we just had the Arnold Cemetery.
Arnold.
There was a second one, I thought at one point, I don't remember that.
So I thought when we get the mowing bills, we get a bill for a mowing.
One cemetery or two?
Another cemetery.
Do we have one cemetery or two?
Legally, you got one.
Okay.
Is the air billing for the township garage?
Yeah.
So there's three.
I was thinking so. I don't have a bill with me, but that's all right.
Figure it out. Give us something to research. At that, I'm at the end of what I had. 9:15, I'm wondering, you guys have anything else that popped up on your radar?
No.
Gotcha. Now, we'll look at May 7th?
12th.
6th?
6th and 7th.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Special meeting, potentially, with KVFD and EWFD.
EWFD.
What's,
Depending what we have going on.
By planning brains.
We may bring some of our stuff too.
Okay.
For special meeting, okay, I'll keep you informed of that.
So you say May 6th or 7th?
Yes. Give two dates, May 6th or 7th?
Yeah.
Okay, 7th?
Is that our Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
Suggestion here or township garage?
Township garage.
Yeah.
We don't have to jump through hoops.
Are we talking about special meeting now?
Special, yeah.
Yeah. Wear your coats.
In case we have to have doors open.
Is it ever gonna warm up?
No. May 12th will be our next regular.
Yep.
7:00 PM, are we saying township garage or are we?
Yep.
I think we should.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that gives us the
That prepares us.
Most option.
Contingency.
Yeah.
Okay. And if we have no other business, let's get to signing those then and now orders and checks.
Almost done.
Yes. Did I?
I switched where you put your signature.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be tricky on me.
I was.
Need a This one, that one.
I think I have these.
If you don't, I'll reprint them, just, I don't want hot pink.
Yeah, no, I think I'm. As long as they were the ones that were sent.
Yeah, they're identical to it in the email.
Yeah.
We have one third piece of mail that came across from March 31 from Armstrong. As you know, Armstrong Utilities Incorporated, Armstrong, provides cable television service to customers in Sugar Creek Township, the community, and we look forward to doing so for many years to come. In June of 2007, Ohio passed a new law, Senate Bill 117, that changes the manner in which cable television operators secure franchises in Ohio. This new law became effective on September 24, 2007, known as the Act. As you know, Armstrong currently holds a franchise with the community by an agreement dated June 5, 2005, and the franchise is due to expire on June 5, 2020. The Act prohibits companies from renewing, extending, or renegotiating the agreement. Therefore, effective June 5, 2020, Armstrong will add the community to its Video Service Authorization, VSA, issued on March 12, 2018. Please be advised that under the new law, the community must notify the video service provider on whether it wishes to collect a franchise fee pursuant to 1332.132 of the Act. Armstrong intends to continue to provide the highest quality service to our customers and be actively engaged in the community. I would be happy to meet with you or other representatives of Sugar Creek Township should you have any questions, comments, or concerns regarding this matter. Sincerely, Michael B. Bricker, General Manager. Anita? We don't have any franchise fees coming in.
Well, we do. I mean, we have, every quarter I get a check from Armstrong.
I thought that was from the cell phone tower, that those were the franchise fees.
No, we get, that's the franchise, the one from Armstrong is franchise fees, the cell tower is the lease.
Lease, okay.
And that we get every month.
That now explains what franchise fee is on the bill.
On the bill.
Yeah.
It goes to whatever.
But I don't know how it was started or where it comes from other, I mean, it's just, so my question is, do we have to do something to continue it, or?
I mean.
How much revenue does that generate?
$4,000 a quarter.
So that's not to sneeze at.
No. General fund money.
Yeah.
Seems like we've established a precedent that it is in place.
Yeah.
And that this is a formality, that because of some law that was passed, that we have to now renew it instead of it automatically being renewed.
Right, it stated that we need to contact them to continue collecting the franchise fee.
Correct, yes, it says the community must notify the video service provider.
Yeah.
I think we should continue it.
Alright, I will contact Michael Bricker and find out if any paperwork needs to happen to make that happen.
Right.
How soon we need to make that happen.
I mean, June 5th is what they say, so that's next meeting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm sure they'll give us an opportunity to say, do you want to continue with the current franchise fee, or do you want to make an adjustment there?
Right.
And.
I'll see if I can have anything for our special meeting.
Right.
If there's any changes in fees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly wouldn't want to increase it if we have a choice.
Right.
And just keep it like what it is.
I'm saying anticipate that question.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we should, in our motion to approve the renewal, then we will have to state that we keep it status quo.
Yes. Yep.
Or see if they have guidance that ties our hands.
So I have a question of same fee, or is there a new fee, a changed fee?
Yeah.
We can go from there. I think that takes care of everything that was on my table. And I think we have that point where you guys have nothing else. I move to adjourn.
Did you want to ask for any comment? You had that on your agenda.
Any comment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, John?
Okay. My comment is in reference to your bids on limestone. Okay, when you were reading yours, I think they mentioned the blue limestone. There's a lot of difference between limestones, the soft stuff and the hard stuff. And I don't know how Kevin's doing this or how you guys are doing it, but that could make a difference. It makes a world of a difference. Now, on our parking lot down there, we always use a hard stone because it gives you so much more service, where the other stuff powders up and goes, you know, you lose about half of it.
Yeah, here about a year or two ago, we went to getting more oil and stone, which is that darker blue, better, more uniform stone. And had really good luck with it. He tried to get it again. The plant was down here, so we couldn't see.
Yeah, Parker County is where a lot of the good stone came out of.
Yeah.
Up so Dusty.
He had to get some of the older stone that we used to get just because of availability. So he tried to get the better stuff, price of course, availability, and tried to go with it. But some of it dictated by the quarries open, operating, or they had no run. So we tried to do the best.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just,
yeah.
It was mentioned in that quote.
Yes.
But wasn't mentioned in the other one, I don't think. May have been, maybe I didn't catch it, but that's an important thing.
I know Little John will provide that as well. I think that's what my driveway stone is, if I think about it. But when they're putting the bids in, that's their option to, whether to put that. But I'm sure Kevin will, we're having Kevin review those, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We leave it up to him as far as availability and price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of, you never know if a plant goes down or something like that.
Yeah.
Stone, so.
But it's good to know
but
that,
I think
that you've had good success with it.
Make sure that you get your most most for your buck.
Yeah, yeah.
What we had in the newspaper, stone must meet state hardness specification and may be tested by Sugar Creek Township. So we add that to it, just for that very reason, to make sure we get that good hard stone.
Yeah.
Anything else?
All right.
No?
Much franchise fees, if you don't take it, they're still gonna charge it, they're gonna put it in your pocket, so you're crazy if you don't take it.
Okay.
We had that option.
I wondered that.
We had that option when we signed, there were two companies that are in the township.
Yeah.
And they said right up front, they're gonna charge it. And we're giving it to you, this is one chance, if not, you're not gonna get it, and they're gonna keep it.
Yep.
Thanks for clarifying that.
And that's free money.
Yeah.
Good question.
Okay.
Like, good?
Okay.
All good? Scott?
I'm ready.
Anita?
Yep.
Tom?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second it.
Guys fighting over this. Okay, what are, what time?
Look here, 9:36.
And who's second?
John.
You can give it to Scott.
One of the Steiners.
That's right, the arrow is in my direction.
Your arrow is in your direction, that's right. All in favor of adjourning, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, say no. Motion carries, meeting adjourned.
So,
I read an article, I forget what township it was, but they said because of all this stuff going on, they had their long.
What's left of it.
It was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, right up to my backyard. Well, they bought the lakes behind me, so that was included in the 48.
Yeah, so, Frivani Lake.
Frivani Lake, yeah.
They own the